All right, next up we have Tyler Franklin from Evansville FFA, representing Section 5. Tell us a bit about your background, Tyler.
I grew up on a dairy farm in southern Wisconsin, just in Evansville there. We had Jerseys and Holsteins on our dairy farm. Depending on the year, we're usually milking around 80 cows.
So which do you like better, the Jerseys or the Holsteins?
Neither one. They're both dumb.
Okay, so I'm guessing you're not a dairy science major.
I'm not a dairy science major, no.
So
it just makes me wonder how you do the same thing twice every day. And
a lot of people do it three times a day.
Well, yeah, the cows come in and they can't find a stall, and it's just like, how hard is it?
Welcome to this portion of Would You Like to Dairy?
Yeah. I'm also not a morning person. So.
Ah, well, you're really striking. Well, you're not milking cows this morning.
I'm not milking cows, no. No.
How'd you get involved in the FFA?
It was just the thing to do in high school because my sister was involved. She was a senior when I joined as a freshman. And ever since then, I just became more and more active in it.
And at what point did you decide to run for state office?
It was actually my first year at Jag Lake, my junior year, when I was reporter for my chapter. My advisor, Mr. Whalen, was talking about, you know, being a state officer, and someone else on our team had an interest in running, and I first kind of started thinking about it then. And then as I looked more and more at the state officers, I was like, you know, that sounds, you know, it looks like something cool to do. And I've always been motivated and inspired by the state officer team. And I've taken so much from the FFA that this is like my way of giving back.
Now, like we mentioned earlier, is it going to be a bit daunting when you go out there and you realize that there are freshmen looking at you going, I'd like to be him someday?
Yes, because it means I'm that old person now standing on stage.
Oh, yeah. Remember who you're talking to here. What are your goals as FFA as a state officer?
I would like to initiate a day on the farm where school-age children, actually children of all ages, go on the farm, starting with breakfast in the morning and staying through supper that night. And throughout the day, be interactive with the different activities that they're doing, recognizing where their meals are coming from, where, you know, the things that they work with are coming from, and just how interactive they can be on a dairy farm and other farming operations, even though they might be from inner cities.
So kind of food for America, but 24-hour food for America.
Yes, yep.
Have you tried implementing this at Evansville at all?
No, I have not. It was something I just kind of started pondering a couple months ago.
So that's an interesting concept.
I haven't worked all the kinks out.
Would you mainly want just like a one or two kids on a per farm basis? Or?
I think a large group is usually better.
Okay.
I remember in high school that, you know, like if one person has to go to the bathroom, all of a sudden seven people all have to go, you know, like for support or something. But
no, they make them think of it. Oh, yeah, I need to go too. That's what it is.
They forget on the way. So
this is one of the big challenges facing agriculture in the future, though, is going to be fewer and fewer are no people on the farm or mm-hmm. on the farm. And that's going to be a big challenge here, isn't it, for the future?
Yes. I feel that's one of my benefits is growing up on a dairy farm. I've noticed, you know, from other kids that didn't grow up on a dairy farm that, you know, they think chores is taking trash to the curb, and you know, they weren't getting up at 5 to go milk before the bus came at 7, and they had to be ready for school before then. So, and then coming home and doing the same thing all over again before you do your homework. So it's just a work ethic. And
So you're in college now? Or?
I'm actually just working at So Many Threads in Evansville. It is an embroidery and screen print shop and custom alterations. So my mom purchased that last Labor Day, and So I've been working with her.
You'd rather do that than milk cows?
Well, yes. I enjoy an air-conditioned environment, first of all.
So I'm thinking this year's team's going to have a lot of embroidered shirts and things. Is that what we're looking at?
We could, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Get a real deal for them?
Yeah.
Where to? Where would you like to go? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I was very involved in theater towards the end of my high school career, and I'm actually on a theater board in Janesville, and I would like to go somewhere for school for stage design and kind of an event planner. So that's kind of my goal.
Boy, that's a long way from the FFA.
Well, it is and it isn't. You know, state convention's kind of like a theater production. You have to have people on stage and people in the audience and people backstage to put on the whole production. So
the guys who run this thing started out as an FFA project.
They did, so.
Well, good luck to you. Tyler Franklin with the Evansville FFA representing Section 5 this year.